Well, it looks like this week, as Femi mentioned, will be the week that the president hits back at his ideological opponents and tries to reclaim some of that high ground in the ongoing health care reform debate. This weekend, as Femi said, the president plans a huge media blitz, appearing on five political talk shows ahead of the UN General Assembly meeting here in New York. Did you know that there were as many as five? He's hitting all of them. But the question remains, is the president hitting back hard enough? Could he possibly be hitting any harder? And what does he have to do to get healthcare reform passed already? For those answers and more discussion, we turn to James Monroe, a political science professor at Brown University and author of The Heart of Power, Health and Politics in the Oval Office. Jim Marone, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Todd. Good to be here.
So five political talk shows, Jay Leno, a couple of rallies ahead of the UN. The president must really think he has a big job ahead of him. This is an all-out blitz.
He's got a tough job, although some Democrats are saying, you know, thank heavens, where were you? And now here he is. What he's got to do is rally his base, get his base excited, because what he's asking the Democrats in Congress to do, and remember, the real audience is about 300 people in Congress, and he's asked them to stake the reputation of their party, the future in a party, on a bill that's a little too liberal for a lot of the conservative Democrats and a little too conservative for a lot of the liberal Democrats. So he needs to stiffen their spine by filling their ears with yes, we can, the old base getting excited. But it's a very tough job, given how both sides think, gee, this is a little too centrist for us.
Interesting to me, the dual strategy of five political talk shows on Sunday, watched pretty much only by the wonkheads like me and probably you, not a big audience, but then Jay Leno watched by a gigantic audience. And that's good turf for the president. He does have a good sense of humor, and gosh darn it, people like him, to borrow a phrase from a Democratic senator. It's good ground for him.
Yeah, he's spending all his political capital, but that's a really good point, Todd, about the insider baseball. Really, this game is now inside the Beltway. This game is now 400 people, and the real test that Obama now faces is how good a lobbyist is he? How good is he at twisting arms of his own party to get this bill through?
And then
the Republicans have staked their ground. We know where they are.
Sure, we do know where they are. And what is the late night comedy angle of this? I mean, this gets people reminded that they want change, I guess, that they like the president, and gets them to do what? Email and call their members of Congress?
Exactly. Members of Congress have to remember that this is a formidable political force. The most influential and powerful Democrat that they've seen in many, many years. And Obama's got to remind them, you guys think you have a future as a majority party, you better stick with me. That's his job right now. And so far, the first indications coming out of Congress are that he's pretty good. Every time someone steps out of line, a day later they say, well, maybe we can work out a compromise. That's beginning to suggest this guy's pretty good behind the scenes, too. And I should add, Todd, that he has one great ace that's been given him, and that's someone shouting, Joe Wilson shouting, you're a liar. That's probably helped him more than anything else.
Differentiated them from the staunch opposition. You know, I just gave Jay Leno some ups that he probably didn't deserve. The president is going on late night with David Letterman, not with Jay Leno.
He's going even further to the edge.
This is early morning radio. You can tell that I don't usually stay up that late for those shows.
We all need that coffee, but Obama's job is clear. He's got to get a bunch of people of Congress convinced that his leadership is something they want to follow.
All right, Jim Marone, political science professor at Brown University and author of The Heart of Power, Health and Politics in the Oval Office, giving us a read on the president's media blitz, a rally today, appearance on five political talk shows on Sunday, and an appearance on Late Night with David Letterman to do some laughs and a little bit of personality. Thanks a lot.